Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show you are currently tuned into is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allen Root. Now, it is Tuesday, the 13th day of April, 2021. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, yours truly, my name is Lee Elsie, gets the opportunity of a lifetime to hang out with you for an entire hour, broadcasting from one end of the country to the other, from sea to shining sea, as they like to say. And if you only want Wayne, he'll be here in exactly 60 minutes. The incomparable, the magnificent Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, the Lone Star State, pushing all the buttons, making it all go. And as I've said to you all before, without him, you'd hear nothing but static. We're in the process of building a great website, leeelci.com. That's LEEELCI.com. Right now, it's just my ugly mug, but soon we'll have t-shirts and all kinds of cool stuff. You guys can get some swag to download as well, so it'll be a lot of fun. All right, on a serious note, back-to-back nights once again of chaotic riots, 40 arrests last night in Minnesota. So let me just give you my once-over as to what happened in Minneapolis. So you've got this police officer. You've got an arrest being made or a traffic stop happening. Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. And you've got a couple of cops on the scene because the driver of a vehicle does not want to comply. Does not want to do what the cops are telling him to do. Now, I'm not sure how many times we have to watch this unfold on video screens across the country, on television screens across the country, in homes, on computer screens across the country, over and over and over and over and over again. When you comply, you live. When you push back against the cops, your chances of dying or being seriously injured in an altercation with the police exponentially increase. You don't push back against the cops, chances are you get to go home to your family as long as you haven't broken a serious law. That's not what happened. You've got a young man who is refusing to do what the cops said. I made a mistake early today. I mentioned this as a tragedy. I don't think this fits the definition of tragedy. Don't get me wrong. It's sad, but I don't know if it fits the definition, the true definition of tragedy. If you're keeping score at home, here's the definition of tragedy. An event causing great suffering, destruction, and distress, such as a serious accident, crime, or natural catastrophe. I used to have an acting teacher who used to say that if you are enabling the horrors of your life in a certain way, it's no longer a tragedy. You're complicit in your own demise. A tragedy is something that is happening to you even though you don't have anything direct to do with it. For example, maybe you treat your significant other as if they are a king or a queen. They can do no wrong. Everything that they want, they get. Yet that significant other cheats on you and stabs you in the back repeatedly. That's a tragedy. You're involved in a tragedy. If you were to go out and cheat on them, and then as a response they were to cheat on you, that's not a tragedy to me. And I know we're probably mincing words, and maybe it doesn't make a lot of difference to folks, but, you know, words do matter. And if you're complicit in your own demise, I'm not sure that qualifies to me as a tragedy. And like it or not, this kid was the major and main factor in why he died. If he did not resist arrest, he would be alive today. Now, the cop, without question, made a huge error. Dante Wright was shot by a female officer who yelled over and over again, "Taser, taser, taser." We've all watched the video, we've heard the audio, we've seen the shooting, and it's sad, right? This is something that did not have to happen. But don't spin it and make it out to be race-based, because it's not. And that is what the left, in particular, the media, is trying to do today. That is what they've been trying to do. If this young man just listened to the police officers and did not try to get back into his vehicle, these officers would not have had to have any reason to tase him, and in this case, sadly, to shoot him. Now, this police officer is finished, and she should be finished. You cannot make a mistake like that. This is essentially a catastrophe, right? She was thinking she had her taser. She did not. She had her pistol, shot the kid, and now he's dead. Okay. That is where we are. It's a sad state of events that once again has caused this city to erupt in violence. But once again, I want to put pressure and lean on the very left-leaning media outlets who want to cause more division in this country. In particular, I'm looking at you, CNN, because as I mentioned earlier today on my own morning show, I cannot stomach Cuomo anymore. He is so divisive and righteous and disingenuous in his delivery on that nightly show watched by a lot of people, not as many as some of the other networks, but a lot of folks are paying attention to this garbage and trying to spin it as if somehow if this were not a black or a brown kid, they would still be alive today. The bottom line is if this were someone who was not resisting arrest, he would be alive today. That is one of the important things that has to be taken away from this very sad story. See what folks on the left seem to forget, conveniently forget, is that these cops roll up on dozens of traffic stops a day, the good ones who are out there actually doing their job. They may pull over a dozen cars a day, maybe more than that. And in the course of a day, in a shift, they may have a number of situations that are very, very tense. And they don't know what they're getting themselves into. What we, again, conveniently forget is the cops put themselves in harm's way every single day. There's a video that's circulating right now that's hard to watch that shows a police officer on a traffic stop talking with some man in a white truck. The guy eventually got killed because he got chased down by the cops after he executed this police officer. He came out of his truck, AR-15, it looked like, in hand, shot the guy a couple of times, then went around the truck and executed the cop while he was laying there, helpless. Drove off, and the cops eventually stopped him, then he died in a gunfight. But these are the things that can happen on a typical traffic stop. So this kid getting back into his car to drive off or grab a weapon or do something that would put the lives of those police officers in danger or other people in danger. That's what we all watched. We all saw it. There's no excuse for the cop thinking she was tasing the kid when in fact she shot him. But there's also no excuse for that kid resisting arrest like he did. And I think we'll find out in the upcoming days or weeks that either he had a weapon in that car somewhere or he had some drug paraphernalia or something illegal. Because why would he try to drive off like that? Why would he jump back in his car like that? I talk to a lot of police officers. I consider a number of police officers my friends. I also know police officers who are not good people, who are disappointing. I know that too. Listen, it's in all walks of life. And those cops who are not doing their job, not protecting and serving, do have hints of racism in their bones. They got to go. They just got to go. This is not a debatable scenario anymore. If you're in even the least bit racist, you got to go. You can't be a cop. End of story. Find something else to do. But on the flip side of that, why would you want to be a cop right now? Who in their right mind would want to gravitate towards being a law enforcement officer when people are yelling every obscenity at them, throwing urine and feces at them when they are stopping in intersections or stopping at stoplights? I saw that video in New York, from New York City. Who would want to be a cop when your every single move is micromanaged and scrutinized? When the respect for the badge is gone? When the ultra-left woke posse have every intention to bring you down, and every second of every day, that's what they try to do. Why in the hell would anyone in their right mind want to be a police officer? Tell me. I mean, if you're listening to me and you've got kids who are thinking about going into that line of business, I mean, I would honestly tell them to find something else to do. Find something else to do with your life. Because I don't know if this is going to go away. This woke mentality, this snowflake mentality, this anti-police rhetoric, I don't know if it's going to go away. I think the only way that the extreme liberal mafia gets their wake-up call is if they themselves are in harm's way and have to call 911. Otherwise, I don't think they live in the real world. I really don't. I think they live in a very confused state. So the question is, what will happen tonight? Will it be more riots? Will, let's say, things that happened during the George Floyd trial trigger more riots, more violence, more chaos? And what's going to happen when that decision is handed out? What's going to happen when Derek Chauvin doesn't get a murder charge against him? City's going to burn again? And what is this president going to do about it? Nothing. Feckless. Talk about feckless leadership, man. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. Can't thank you enough. We do have a bunch of great guests coming up today. We'll talk with Murray Sabrin next. Looking forward to that. We'll chat about whether or not you should get your COVID-19 vaccination. All that coming up. Keep it here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
America's founders knew power corrupts. And ultimate power corrupts ultimately. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it.
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide
guide you every step of the way.
Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next Rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and our pal Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Now, I have had this gentleman on with me a number of times. He's one of the smartest people we get a chance to chat with. He is a retired professor of finance. He's also written a couple of books. He's run for office. He's run for United States Senate. And correct me if I'm wrong, Murray, but I think you ran for governor, too, or am I wrong about that one?
I ran for governor in 1997 and remade political history in the state of New Jersey by becoming the first third-party candidate to receive matching funds, which entitled me to be in three debates with two major candidates. And the consensus was that I was the only genuine candidate up there answering questions rather than trying to spin the reporters and the audience.
I wanted to bring you on today because you sent me an interesting article, 18 Reasons Why I Won't Be Taking the COVID Vaccine. So this list is incredibly interesting, and I want to get into it with you. But let's start from the beginning. What's your take on this whole mechanism, the COVID-19 vaccine? Break it down for us from your perspective.
Well, the good news is I finished writing a book on medical care, which is coming out soon. I don't focus on COVID per se. I have a small chapter about COVID because it was written at the end of last year, and it should be out in the next month or so about how we can take back our medical care. But the point I make, and other people have been making, is that these are not vaccines. These are gene therapies that we don't know what the long-term effects are. So if you're just taking a vaccine, whether it's the Pfizer, Moderna, or the Johnson & Johnson, there could be adverse consequences 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, because in conventional vaccines, the testing period is around 5 years. This one has been less than a year. So we the American people and people around the world have become, in effect, guinea pigs to Big Pharma because of Operation Warp Speed. So since I take my health very seriously and I try to do all the things you're supposed to do to maintain good health in your senior years, I think it's important that people have informed consent, which means getting as many perspectives and opinions about these protocols as possible. And that's why I think it's somewhat disingenuous for the government to say, hey, this is what you need to do, and if you don't agree with it, you're somehow a conspiracy theorist or you don't know what you're talking about, when there are prominent scientists. In fact, your backyard at Yale, Dr. Harvey Reich, is one of the smartest guys around, and he said we've got to be very careful about vaccines, and there are other protocols to prevent COVID and to treat COVID. And in fact, he has a joint letter with Senator Ron Johnson in the Wall Street Journal Monday, which I think all your readers should look at, because they talk about hydroxychloroquine as a preventive and ivermectin, which is incredibly cheap, as a way of treating COVID that has no known side effects, and that would have saved probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of lives around the world if the government officials had just been a little bit more open-minded about what should be done with this virus, or at least alleged virus, where some people think it's basically a vitamin deficiency. And on my blog, murraystatement.com, I posted a link to a presentation by Dr. Ryan Cole of Idaho, who has all the data, and he shows that most people who have COVID, or at least have died from COVID, have been very severely deficient in vitamin D. And he points out that vitamin D is one of the most important supplements, or at least vitamins that we should be taking to prevent any sort of seasonal flu or any sort of attack on our immune system. And this is why people should be educated, and they should go on the web and look at the different websites, like the Children's Defense Fund, that's up there by Robert Kennedy Jr., that has more articles about why one doctor just posted yesterday an article that says that he would not take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And this comes before it was announced on Tuesday, April 13th, that the Johnson vaccine has caused blood clots.
Right.
So, again, this is a trade-off that people have to make for themselves and in conjunction with their physician. And so that's what I've done. I've spoken to my naturopath, and I've been taking the supplements that he recommends in order to build up your immune system.
So you are not taking the vaccine, none of them, right?
As of this moment, I'm not, because I took the polio vaccine when I was a kid back in the 50s. But polio was a severe problem in the country, and I had no problem taking that. I took the smallpox vaccine, and I've taken other shots over the years.
Right.
I think I've had one flu shot over the years, and I've never had the flu. In fact, I think the last time I had the flu was 1977,
right,
when my wife and I both got ill in the early part of the flu season. But other than that, it's maintaining a good diet, it's exercising, all the things that you as an athlete know what you should be doing in order to maintain good optimal health to ward off any illnesses. And if you do have an illness, you go see a doctor and get what the conventional protocols are in order to defeat any illness.
All right, we are just scratching the surface. We've got the one and only Murray Sabrin joining us today. Murray, I got to take a very quick time out. We'll come back. We'll jump into the meat and bones of this thing. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is being asked to reassign the case of Dante Wright to the state attorney general's office. Wright was shot and killed by police during a traffic stop just outside of Minneapolis on Sunday. The Twin Cities remain on edge, and 40 people were arrested Monday night for riots and looting that took place. There is no curfew on Tuesday night. As far as what he thinks will happen tonight, James Craig is the Detroit police chief. He tells Fox News,
I haven't watched what transpired all of last year. Sadly, I don't think so. I think there's still going to be some violence. I think there's going to still be looting.
The Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine won't be given at CVS Health for now. Their decision to stop using the vaccine is based on the FDA's recommendation after six women developed the rare blood clotting disorder. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Raw and unfiltered. The one and only Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. We're talking to PhD Murray Sabrin. He's a professor, a former professor, retired now, and again, he's got a book out. So you, in the beginning of this conversation, Murray, mentioned what could possibly happen 5, 6, 10 years down the road. Now, Fauci came out just the other day and said it's highly unlikely that anything could happen 5 years down the road. I thought that was an interesting comment from him. Highly unlikely, he said.
Well, the thing about vaccines, as we know, is that pharmaceutical companies have immunity. They're the only industry that has immunity from lawsuits because of adverse consequences of their product. Now, this is something that should be very troubling to every American. If there's a car defect, you have the right to sue a car manufacturer. If you have a defect in any product you buy from, I'm just throwing out IKEA because they've had problems with dressers falling over and killing youngsters.
Right.
So anytime you have a product that has a defect, you can sue the manufacturer for flawed design or whatever the case may be. But pharmaceuticals have blanket immunity. So the question that we should be asking is, if your product is so good, why do you need blanket immunity from the government? Because we know that when you see your drug ads on TV, that here are all the side effects, and some of the side effects be worse than the illness
right.
You're trying to cure with the prescription. So again, we have to go slow when it comes to new therapies, unproven therapies, because we have to be in charge of our medical care, our health care, as opposed to the government saying, here it is, don't question what we're saying, and if you do question it, you're somehow a conspiracy theorist or irresponsible or a know-nothing. And to me, that's very insulting because there are a lot of prominent doctors and physicians and scientists around the world who have said, let's go slow. There are healthcare workers that won't take the vaccine
right.
Because they're uncertain about the long-term consequences of these unproven therapies.
Half of the Marine Corps won't take it.
Yeah, I saw that. And now, of course, the armed services has gone totally woke.
Yeah.
They're now embracing this narrative that there's rampant racism in this country,
right.
And that if you don't adhere to the narrative that Biden administration and other officials are making, you're somehow a bad person. And the thing with Georgia, that's a whole other topic we can get into some
right.
other time. But to me, as a former candidate, you want to make sure that there's election integrity. You have to do what needs to be done to ensure that. And the Georgia law is no different than most laws around the country.
Well, let me go back to some of these vaccines, because the four major companies who are making the COVID vaccine or have made it, they're really not necessarily experts. In fact, some of them have a checkered past, and Moderna's never made one.
Well, this is the theme, one of the themes of this article by Christian Elliott, who's a health coach, and I linked it on my blog, 18 Reasons Why I Won't Be Getting a COVID Vaccine. And he lays out a very strong case of the reasons why these companies don't have great track records or any track record of putting together a vaccine. And this is why the COVID thing has been exploited by the political class in Washington to make us conform to what they believe is the proper role of the government in medical care. And if people think socialized medicine is the solution, we're now getting a glimpse of what socialized medicine would look like when you have a quote pandemic in the country. This is another example of overreaching and top-down approaches to economic, medical, and social issues in our society, is that it doesn't work. Collectivism doesn't work. And the more people understand that, the better off we'll be in having a free society, which is something I've been working for nearly a half a century as a writer, as a speaker, as a candidate. We have to go back to the principles that founded this country that gave us incredible prosperity for 200 years. And that prosperity is being threatened by all this government spending, the money printing, which is why I wrote the book about the Federal Reserve, which has become, it is, the enemy of the people. We're seeing the inflation numbers accelerate. And so the Federal Reserve, again, is behind the curve because they've just flooded the economy with money. That's going to raise prices. And who's going to be blamed for it? Businesses. businesses are just following the signals of the Federal Reserve by flooding the economy with money, and they their costs go up, and so they try to raise their prices to cover their increased costs. So we're in a mess, Lee. The good news is that the men and women entrepreneurs in this country are still continuing to invent, innovate, and create, and the politicians are putting roadblocks. And in medical care, I think we're seeing enormous roadblocks because the challenges to the conventional wisdom are not being aired on mainstream media. You can get some of it in the Wall Street Journal and other publications because they want to be good journalists, which means presenting diverse opinions about every topic under the sun instead of relying on government press releases to say this is the first and final word on these issues.
All right, let me ask you, while I have you here, let me ask you this question because this has been the one that bothers me. I mean, listen, if you want to take the vaccine, let's get back to that. If you want to take the vaccine, that's up to you. Sure. You want to do that. I totally respect that decision. A lot of folks are very scared. They've been waiting for this thing to pop, and they, you know, they want to get back to what they think is a semblance of their regular life. But what bothers me is this shaming that's going on for folks who are not getting it. Or even worse than the shaming, do you foresee, and this will be a two-part question for you to answer, do you foresee this idea of a passport, like a vaccine passport, to be able to move around the country?
I don't think so. I think the Biden administration has made that clear because what they want to do is basically put the burden on businesses to say you must have a passport to come back to work, to patronize our establishment. But there'll be enormous pushback. I think Governor DeSantis in Florida issued an executive order saying no passports needed in the state of Florida. I think Governor Abbott in Texas has said the same thing. Other governors are saying, hey, it's up to the individual whether they want to be vaccinated or not. And here's the other point, Lee. If you're vaccinated, then supposedly you're protected from people who are not vaccinated. And the assumption is that people who are not vaccinated are carriers of this illness is, I think, an unwarranted assertion. I just had a COVID test. It was negative because I had to get some outpatient surgery. So it was required to be tested negative in order to have the surgery as an outpatient basis. So, again, as you correctly point out, if people want to have the vaccine, that's their choice. This is supposed to be a nation of freedom of choice when it comes to medical issues. And if Dr. Cole is right, which I think he is, and other people, healthcare writers, this is not a virulent virus that is caused that could be transmitted that easily. It's basically people who have underlying conditions, who have obesity issues and have terrible nutrition, and they're susceptible, especially the elderly, because they're not getting enough vitamin D, sheltered in nursing homes, and they're not hydrating enough. So when you add everything up together, I think I would love to see the people who have been diagnosed with a COVID death, what has been their medical condition before they died.
Right.
And if the evidence shows that they have all these deficiencies, then we know what to do. Build up your immune system. Bill Stardi, a healthcare writer, he has an interesting blog, Tuesday on BlueRockwell.com, and he shows what we need to do with all the supplements to build up our immune system. And that's why it's called an immune system, to protect us naturally from all the perils that are out there that we have to deal with before there was medicine. Now that we have medicines that can deal with some of these issues, we should be deciding for ourselves whether we want to take them or not, or just go the naturopathic way in dealing with issues that we cannot, that we feel uncomfortable with in terms of medication.
One more for me, because then I got to run. But just real quick, you mentioned earlier on in our conversation this Georgia law, which has turned not only the sports world upside down, but the country upside down as well. I looked through it myself a number of different times. Everyone screams racism. I see literally no racism in this at all, but I wanted to get your take on it.
It's absurd. It really is absurd. They have unexcused mail-in ballots. One of 36 states that has it. New York State doesn't have unexcused mail-in ballots. So does that mean New York is more racist than Georgia because you have to have an excuse to get a mail-in ballot? This is a red herring. This is another way of demonizing southern states, red states, if you will, that are trying to have more election integrity. And if we don't stand up and speak up loudly and clearly that election integrity with a voter ID, which we need to go to the bank, to go down an airplane, for a whole host of things, to go into Washington, D.C., then what they're doing is playing politics. And the other thing that's very dangerous is states, under our Constitution, have the right to set election law, not the federal government. So this bill, H.R. 1, would be the federalization of election law, which means that the Democrats would be able to really rig the election, whether legally or illegally, through this legislation. So I think those of us that want to live in a free society and leave our children and grandchildren a free society, we've got to speak up loudly and clearly and say enough is enough. Let's adhere to the Constitution. Let's adhere to the rule of law. Let's have a peaceful foreign policy and a sound monetary policy, and we will have sustainable prosperity instead of what we have today, which is these boom-bust cycles. And the everything bubble that we're in is going to burst sometime down the road, and it's going to be very unpleasant for a lot of people that are unprepared.
Murray Sabrin, I can't thank you enough for joining us today. Where can folks get your book, and what's the name of it, the website attached to it? Give them all that good stuff.
It's murraysabrin.com, and the book on the Federal Reserve is Why the Federal Reserve Sucks, available on Amazon. And my next book coming out very shortly is Universal Medical Care from Conception to End of Life. The Case for a Single-Payer System is not a Medicare for All like Bernie Sanders, but it is restoring the doctor-patient relationship, and finally getting to a free market medical system where the individual or family is in charge of their medical care instead of the insurance companies and their employers.
Murray, thank you, pal. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you very, very soon. There's Murray Sabrin. We got to run. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge, instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Attack.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the show. By the way, sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI Radio. Excuse me, ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the golden rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them War sent you, or go to AssetStrategies.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered radio stations across the entire country, starting from Long Island, hop, skipping, and jumping across the entire United States, St. Louis and Chicago, Las Vegas, and of course out in California as well. Joining me right now, Dr. Everett Piper, and he's got a brand new book called Grow Up, Life Isn't Safe, but it's good. So, Doc, how are you? I appreciate you coming on today.
Oh, I'm honored. Thank you for having me, and I'm doing well.
Doc, this book essentially is about losing your way. We've lost our way, right?
Well, we have lost our way. We've lost our minds. We've lost our souls. Yeah, I warned of this in my 2017 book, Not a Daycare, The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Food. In that book, I challenged the snowflake rebellion and this constant, incessant, childish, adolescent call for safety. That you offend me. I don't like your thinking. I don't like your ideas, so you should be canceled. And I warned that that stuff that was being taught in Berkeley and Brown would not stay there, that these kids would graduate, and these ideas and this behavior, this cancel culture would leave Berkeley and Brown, and it would end up in your boardrooms, in your living rooms, right, in your courtrooms, in your culture. And the ideas are going to have consequences. And here we are. So in 2017, in Not a Daycare, I warned of it. Today, in my book, Grow Up, Life Isn't Safe, But It's Good, I'm saying, I told you so, and here we are. Cancel culture now exists, by and large, across all of culture, where they now have jobs as fact checkers, where they're telling you what you say and what you think needs to be canceled, and they won't even allow you to express your ideas. They won't even allow you to ask a good question or engage in a debate. But grow up, life isn't safe, but it's good. There's a list of solutions to this problem, and essentially it's this. Maybe the solution is to start teaching natural law rather than narcissism. Maybe we should start teaching and preaching and encouraging self-evident truths that are endowed to us by our Creator rather than self-absorption and this selfish fixation on me and mine and us versus them. Maybe the good ideas will be some good culture rather than imbibing all of these bad ideas.
So can we point the finger of blame predominantly at these universities, like you had said, for the past, it's longer than 20 years now, probably it's more like the last 30 or 40 years, they've been pushing this agenda, this very woke slash liberal agenda, and now, like you had just perfectly illustrated in your book, is that these kids are now grown up, and they're grown up, and they're in positions of power, and even their parents are grown up, and they're in positions of power, so that's where we are, right?
Well, we are, and, you know, where do I put the blame? Well, let me pick on my own industry first, education, the ivory tower.
Right.
I would argue there are three entities in any culture that are responsible for teaching the next generation the ideas that are important. You've got teachers, preachers, and parents. Well, our teachers have dropped the ball. My industry should be ashamed of itself. We have taught a bunch of self-absorbed kids and children to continue to act that way. We've taught them that safety is more important than goodness. We've then imbibed the lie within the church. Pastors follow suit and they start creating affirming churches. Churches that will affirm your sin rather than tell you to confess your sin. And in the meantime, parents are doing the helicopter parenting thing, and it's not working that well for us. You know, hovering over our kids and protecting them from anything that's uncomfortable, any idea that might challenge them, is not resulting in a mature society. It's resulting in a society that sits around and whines about needing more stuff and being taken care of rather than taking care of themselves.
Is this irreversible? Can it be fixed? Are we, you know, we've gone too far like this? Is it over?
No, we've been here before. History repeats itself, as we well know. There's nothing new under the sun, Solomon. Let's go to Jesus. How did Jesus confront the nonsense of this time? The smartest guy that ever walked the face of the earth, the Word made flesh and dwelling among us, God himself, God incarnate. He didn't want any debate, but he almost never argued with people. What did he do in the face of nonsense? He asked rhetorical questions to expose the lie. Why do you call me Lord? Want to throw the first stone? Whose face is on the coin? And then he shuts up. He doesn't say anything. He lets the worldview of his opponents implode, and they drop their stones and walk away. The way we win this is to ask the logical, rhetorical question. For example, do you really think we ought to start judging people on the basis of the color of their skin rather than the content of their character? And then quiet. I want to ask the question, can you tolerate my intolerance? Do you hate hateful people? Are you sure that nothing is sure? Are you absolutely confident there are no absolutes? Expose the duplicity. Expose the hypocrisy with a good question. And then, when they drop their stones and walk away, you can talk about the solution, goodness, rather than safety.
Doc, where can folks get this book?
Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, any other online bookstore. Just search, Google, Grow Up, comma, Everett Piper. The title of the book is Grow Up, Life Isn't Safe, But It's Good. It's released today under Regnery. Get it at any other bookstore. Go to Amazon.com.
I appreciate it, Doc, and thank you. Best of luck with the book, okay?
Thanks so much.
All righty, then. That's my cue to head out the back door. Wayne Allen Root is next. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
3.